Well, hello and welcome to listeners on WSCS, WMNB, and WLSL. This is DJ Frederick, and you've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. The Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and forays deep into the archives. So light up the lava lamp and come on a musical journey deep into the world of 78s, 33s, 45s, 8-track tapes, and cassettes. The Thrift Shop is open for musical exploration. And this evening on the Radio Thrift Shop, it's the Soul Jazz Edition. We're going to kick things off with Stanley Clark and a tune called Sea Journey. Thank you.
myself through the day, making up through the night, on a bed of the emerald tide. Come with me. As we go on our journey, lifetime, sea journey, through distant shores, we'll drift into forevermore, 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 forevermore. Thank you.
sail through the day, make love through the night on a bed of the emerald sky. Come with me, be safe with me. Together through life, sharing dreams as we go on our journey.
From the 1973 album Children of Forever by Stanley Clark, you heard Sea Journey, written by Chick Corea and Neville Potter, and the musicians on that track were Stanley Clark on double bass and bass, Chick Corea on piano and clavinet, Pat Martino on electric guitar, Lenny White on drums, Arthur Webb on flute, and Dee Dee Bridgewater and Andy Bay on vocals. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, digging deep into obscure and musical delights of recorded sound.
Here's a program from our archives. This month, the animal that we're listening to is just beginning to sing its annual cycle of songs. See if you can guess what this animal is. Multiple choice. Is it song sparrow, meadowlark, a mockingbird, or none of the above? I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Well, the answer is none of the above. We're listening to a recording of a humpback whale, and the recording has been speeded up 30 times. The song of the male humpback whale can travel hundreds of miles across the ocean, but as it does, the upper frequencies fall away, and only the lower frequencies remain. In this time-lapse recording, remember that what we hear as chirps are actually those lowest frequencies of the whale's voice speeded up to become audible. Chris Clark is director of Cornell University's Bioacoustics Research Program.
Certainly you hear the song-like quality, the bird-like quality to it. But now you have to realize this is the voice that is almost so low that you and I can't perceive it. This is the part of the song that's for the long-distance phone call.
And just like songbirds, the male humpbacks could be using their songs, especially that low-frequency, long-distance call, to attract females.
Now, when females are having to choose mates, are they using song as a criteria? That's been one of the big questions. Or is song really for males? Just as male sheep use their horns to joust with each other and determine a hierarchy, maybe humpbacks use their songs as acoustic jousting to determine mating hierarchy. It's still very much of an open question.
We've been listening to a program from our archives. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast. I'm Jim Mitzner.
You're tuned to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick, and we're stepping into days of futures past on the Radio Thrift Shop. Band Sea Train with Flute Thing right here on the Jazz Soul Edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, here with you on WSCS every Saturday evening at 90.9 FM and online at classicalwscs.org. Just tune in any Saturday evening between 10 p.m. and midnight. Here's Brian Auger with Maiden Voyage. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Most people don't know who Senator Gaylord Nelson was, but you can't go across the street without bumping into someone who recognizes the term Earth Day, which just happens to be today, April 22nd. So give Senator Nelson his due. He was the fellow that had Earth Day passed into law. Responding to widespread environmental degradation, Gaylord Nelson, a United States senator from Wisconsin, called for an environmental teach-in, or Earth Day, to be held on April 22, 1970. According to Tim Brown, over 20 million people participated that year, and Earth Day is now observed each year on April 22nd by more than 500 million people and national governments in over 175 different countries. Earth Day was conceived by Nelson after a trip he took to Santa Barbara right after an horrific oil spill off the California coast in 1969. Union Oil's Platform A, 6 miles off the California coast, had a blowout. Over a 10-day period, an estimated 80,000 to 100,000 barrels of crude oil spilled into the channel and onto the beaches of Santa Barbara County in Southern California, fouling the coastline and all four of the Northern Channel Islands. Senator Nelson was so outraged by what he saw, the oil-slick beach, the dead gulls, and the Pacific blackened almost to the horizon, that he went back to Washington and passed a bill designating April 22nd as a national day to celebrate the Earth. Many conservative critics argue that April 22nd is an especially inappropriate date because it happens to be the birth date of Vladimir Lenin. However, as Senator Galen Nelson has pointed out, the world's first environmentalist was also born on April 22nd, St. Francis of Assisi. It is also the birthday of Julius Sterling Morton, the founder of Arbor Day, a national tree planting holiday started in 1872. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories, wishing you an happy Earth Day.
And this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Homegrown and homemade radio. No genre, no agenda, just a microphone and a turntable and a love for the airwaves. But this week we do have a theme, and it is soul jazz music. Digging deep into the crates, we're going to hear Frank Cunamondo from a privately released LP and his cover of Nature Boy.
To be loved. said to me, the greatest thing you could ever learn, just to love, be loved,
Oh, Thank you.
Grant Green with the Selma March from 1965. That is going to wrap it up for the Soul Jazz edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick, here with you every Saturday evening on WSCS from 10 p.m. until midnight. All of the programs are archived at radioforall.net. That's radio, the number four, all.net. You can also find me on Facebook, just hunt for the Radio Thrift Shop group. And coming up very soon, the 500th episode of Radio Thrift Shop, so please stay tuned for that. Also, later in 2020, brand new show called Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. Okay, so wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.